tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Yo, nobody knows where they might end up. You might end up on a bus down the street. You might end up on a corner at Vaughn trying to get some food. Yeah.
That's
how we roll.
What is this? Ken Hartley Wade slow clap? Thank you.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? You are watching the Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Jason Carter here. Hey, Star.
How are you?
I'm really good. Hi, Julie.
Hi, I'm Julie Parton.
We know.
And I'm Star Session.
No shit. Oh, my God. We are back. Episode two of season 11. Mm-hmm. What was the episode called, Star? I know you wrote it down.
Puzzle with a Piece Missing.
We'll start talking about that in just a second, but we know we gotta do the shout outs because.
Oh, we're starting off strong.
Let's do shout outs first because
before
people.
Before we do this, I need to say, you guys made my week.
Right.
This was so fun with all of our Grey's family hashtagging together and commenting. Well, this was a blast. It was just the gift that would not stop giving.
Well, Julie, you were like in rare form last week.
Was she
popping Vicodin or something?
She popped on a baby and then she turned up.
Welcome back, Jules. We love you.
Thanks. I'm glad to be
Yeah,
here.
No, the fans are like full out crazy, tweeting all week. I mean, sending us bombs. We have some really good news and gossip tonight, but let's do the roll call.
Well, first off, if you guys are tuning in, make sure that you're following our hashtag. It's Grey's
ABTV.
TV.
What is it? Hashtag?
Grey's ABTV.
Boom. There we go.
Yeah, so let's get it on the conversation.
Ellie, we got to say what's up to Ellie Troyer. 1999.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Alyssa Harding, Kyle White.
Uh-huh. Sandra Bumbar.
Perlita Pan.
Perlita, yes. Uh-huh. There's just so many.
Dynamite Jack.
And, you know, yeah, she came back and was like, I'm here, you guys. Oh, my God. Genesis Cruz. Hey, Genesis. I love that name.
Adam Quinn. Chesalaka.
Fernando Hopsworth. Fifth Thug Money.
Underscore Crystal P underscore.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce, Janet Jackson, thank you for tweeting us.
She ain't me, Trey.
Grumpy Cats 204, T-So Amazing, followers for you.
Yeah.
We've got a ton of great fans. And yeah, we've got some new ones, too. They're all over the world.
All over the world.
If we missed you,
we'll get you next week.
Don't get hurt. You're there in our hearts. We'll get you next time.
Tonight's episode, ladies, and After Buzzers was fantastic. I was saying all week and even last week that the Grey's magic is back. And tonight was very Maggie-centric. And it's
Maggie.
But it had to be because the finale, we get the bomb. My mom's Elth Grey. did you know her? Her name's all over this hospital. It's like, what are you, the black Drew Barrymore? Oprah, flub.
Oh, my goodness.
But so we needed to have a Maggie show because we don't know anything about her. And all the scenes is very, she's in passing. She's running around. She's, you know, trying to save lives. People are dissing her left and right.
Yeah,
so tonight,
no one's listening to her.
No one cares. Like Maggie, no one cares. So tonight we get to see her at her finest and actually what she does. She is a new cardiothoracic, head of cardiothoracic. She's a new Burke.
Yes, basically. She took over Burke's job.
Right. And she's doing it better than Yang.
Ooh.
I said it, but really, that's, you know, and even the interns made a reference, like, you know, she did what Yang couldn't do. Oh.
That was a little bit of a diss there,
boom.
But she could have done it if she kept going.
Whatever.
Maybe.
You know? I don't know. I just love that it was all about Maggie. Maggie was the narrator. Mm-hmm. She was leading the whole entire show, and I honestly think she did a phenomenal job.
She's not weak.
She's not a weak actor. She's no Joe.
No.
And she's no...
So this just really is making me eat my words.
Okay.
Because originally I thought Maggie was written on the show to be killed off later this season.
Because she's black, Julie? Then no, she gets killed off in the first episode?
Family
oh, yeah. Right? That's true.
But now, after seeing this episode, they made her the narrator. They right. don't do that to many people.
No.
Right
this
off the bat.
Is now one of our main characters. Unfortunately, in my opinion... But she's here to stay. She's here either as a Yang replacement for this season mm-hmm. and potentially even an Ellen Pompeo replacement should she decide to leave the show. Like, she's the new main character.
But why do you say unfortunately? Don't you?
Because I do not like this character.
Why?
What is it about? What is it?
So inconsistent.
How is she inconsistent?
The first time we meet her, I'm sitting on the bench. I know nothing. I think that's my mom's hospital, and you may be my dad, but I can never say it. I love my parents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then one second, can we be best friends? I can't make any friends. I hate you. I can't believe you would talk to me that way. See, you have to own it up. This character is just like a wow. different person.
Okay, Sybil. Thank you, Sybil.
I'm serious. That's what that character is.
Any more characters in your trick a bag
yeah,
of tricks,
well,
Julie?
I'm sorry, that was kind of a monologue.
Whoa.
But that is how I feel about this character. I feel like I'm not getting a read on her because she's not fully formed yet. She's all
well,
over
yeah.
the place.
Okay.
Well, she's not fully formed, which makes it fun.
Fun, right.
We're going to get to know her throughout the season. We're going to get to know what she likes, what she doesn't like. She's a runner and she can talk on the phone while running and not be out of breath.
Well,
like,
she's
yeah, right.
a heart doctor. They master all kinds of things.
That opening scene, she's like, yeah, Mom, everything's good. I'd be like, Mom, I'll call you back at 5. You know? Seriously, come on, pull it together.
But what was really awesome and fantastic about tonight's episode, though, is that we see what Maggie's capable of doing
yeah.
as, and we get to see her, how she copes with crisis and how she deals in crisis. And I love her. I think she is what... I was reading an article about this whole storyline that Shonda was like, they toyed with it for years.
Really?
For years. And she was like, it's not time. It's not time. She walks into the writer's room last fall whenever it was like, it's time.
Oh, I wish Shonda would walk into my room and say that.
I know.
Yeah. It's
and
time for
Star. And I will say that if you...
Enter.
It's your year,
if you
Julie.
Want job security, just have a bit part in another Shondaland show and guaranteed you'll be on their headline of the next year because there's so many actors that had bit parts. Jerrica Hinton, who, by the way, we're still loving your hair. It's very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's, you know, a series regular.
Sarah
so.
Drew.
Sarah Drew, yep. You know, so it could happen for anyone.
It can happen
dream,
for anyone.
I will say that's something I do love about Maggie, even though I'm not sold on her as a character, I thought she got way too much FaceTime tonight, is that it's very refreshing to see somebody in a fantastic relationship with their family
their
of
parents,
origin.
Right.
Yeah, because you get that from April, but you don't actually see it.
That's true.
This, you are seeing her people are her parents, and it's kind of adorable. It reminds me of my first time at camp,
it's
you know?
Kind of like get a friend, and...
But I think it's so cute.
This I mean, it is cute.
Singing telegram. This is not something we see on Grace before. A relationship with the parents that they really long to be with their mom and
but,
dad.
That's true, but it's so, like, not realistic, especially going through school and
it is.
It is. Yeah, I think you can like your parents.
You no, I'm not saying you can't like your parents.
You can still like your parents.
Stars over here like, oh, my mom and dad are watching this.
No,
right
I mean,
now.
I love my mom, but if she would go one step too far if she sent me a singing gram. Like,
well, we'll touch on that.
You're the new host of Grey's Anatomy After Buzz.
I would love it. I would if my parents did that, I would YouTube it down yesterday. But
I'm down
Maggie,
for a good flash mob.
Maggie, they had to make Maggie the antithesis of Meredith in order to because you always had but because Lexi was the antithesis of Meredith. She says it in season 4. You know, I had both my parents growing up. You know, you don't like your dad, but he may be the villain in your life, but he was good to me. Please save my father. So Meredith is always going to be the victim in that sense. So for Maggie to come in and be, they have a lot of similarities. They're both stubborn. They're both very stubborn.
Yes, that's
they're
true.
They're strong-willed women. They have a lot of similarities.
Of course.
And so I think that all these different inconsistencies, Julie, are just the pot brewing for some big reveal. Well, next we got the big reveal tonight. You know, Meredith, I am your sister. Snap, boom.
Yeah.
How you feel about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm ready for that episode. This episode was really good, but there was something that was lagging in the beginning, and then the writing just really...
Did a 360.
Did a 360 towards the end of the episode.
It had
to.
I
was like, this is amazing.
Okay. And I say time and time again, AfterBuzz, you hate me online for saying it, but we don't need any more patient stories. We saw
yes,
the O'Neills are back.
That has been bothering me since last year.
Yeah, because I always thought it was about the house. Because Yang said the house.
I thought it was maybe the mom had a mental problem. I just could not believe they didn't answer the question.
You never know.
And now I can't believe they gave the answer to Maggie. They are setting her up. They are wanting us to love her and giving us no choice.
Because she's a puzzle solver, right. And she can do it all.
OCD. Maggie. Yeah, she Sudoku. What you want, Maggie? What you need, girl? We got you. We got
the
you.
The Sunday paper. But she's working it.
But Julie, you say they're setting us up to like her. Like, it's like not...
They're giving us no choice but to like her.
But you do have a choice to like someone. Okay, so, I mean... This is America.
Let her like her. Just okay, you're pushing her
so let's talk about this show. What... Really, this was not a filler Grey's show. I don't think it was.
It wasn't a filler,
but it wasn't a powerful Grey's episode. I don't think.
I wanted more blood.
I
love the blood. I just spit.
I wanted more drama. I wanted more interaction between Mare.
I'm so glad you could let the podcast listeners know that. I would have never seen it.
And after buzzers, and you guys, guess who made a cameo appearance tonight?
Oh my gosh, her one-liners are the best.
Zola.
Yay! Oh wait.
Whose one lines were you talking about?
I thought you were talking about Shepherd's sister.
We'll talk about her too.
Adorable.
She's like, hi.
We don't get enough Zola. That to me was the best part of this entire episode.
It was cute. It was like Zola. And then Zola like had ADD. She was like, they were like, hi Zola. And she was like, what does Zola do?
I'm so precious.
Exactly.
Are we going to get lines out of her this season? I'm Zola Shepherd.
No, we're going to fall monologue from Zola. She'll be 20 by the finale.
She didn't look like she grew up.
So here's what was so powerful about that, is that there's Maggie, who was adopted into a family, and then she sees that her sister has this adorable little girl that she has adopted.
Right.
Like, she formed a bond with Meredith in that moment, even though Meredith has been nothing but evil.
Nasty.
Evil to her. Mm. Just rude.
Yeah.
But I'm so... prior to Maggie's big reveal, why do you think Meredith doesn't like her? What do you think it is?
It's the Yang replacement.
That's what I was going to say, too.
She still, has this grudge. She's missing Yang. There's a lot going on with her relationship with her husband and all that. I think she's just kind of in a situation where she can't take on anymore. Not even a new friend. Not even being nice to someone in the street. Like, I just think she's just in this place, total bitch all the time.
I'm
a BITCH. I'm on my period. The whole entire first
alone.
Part of this
I'm a brilliant surgeon. Season. Just keep it moving.
Yeah, she's just not wanting to like anyone, let alone her best friend's replacement.
Right.
And let alone somebody that gave her all kinds of attitude on her first day.
Yeah, I bet you Meredith went home like, the black chick at work was just all out the box. Was all like talking out of her neck and was just like real ratchet.
Could you imagine? So then, never mind.
No, yeah, Meredith's like, Derek, there's a ratchet girl at work.
She would never say ratchet.
I don't know what ratchet means, but I know it means something because Tamar said it on another show.
Lord.
But here's the thing, though. In this episode tonight, too, we saw a lot of... Callie in Arizona, please stop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we're over it.
Always a constant argument. And then, please, can we stop swooping their hair to one side? It makes them look like biker people. I don't know.
I could care less. Honestly, I just want them to stop fighting.
You're not having a baby. You're not. The end.
They were getting on us. Some of the viewers last week were getting on us because we were saying that, we weren't saying that Callie was selfish, but Callie is selfish. They're both selfish together.
People, right.
You know what I mean? So, I'm on your bandwagon. Maybe we didn't talk about it, but they're both selfish. You know what I mean? And they're going back and forth, and they don't know what they want. And then at the end of the episode, they're like, okay, you can...
Stupid. It was dumb. It was dumb. Not needed.
That plot line
filler.
Is, like...
That was filler. That was...
I am looking forward to them having a second kid. I do agree with you, though, that this really, we all knew where this was going to end up. So why waste any more time with it?
Yeah, it's like, okay. Arizona wants another fellowship. I mean, and can someone tell me how much money these doctors make? Because they're always doing, free community service work. Who has time for that? The chief. But who has...
besides the ex-chief, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a fellowship. Well, how much does that pay an hour? You know, I want to know how much money they make because they're always doing things besides their job. You know, Arizona and Cali, Calzona, Strong, whatever, you guys, to the side. The patients this week were pretty good, though. We have Rita Chowdhury.
Mm-hmm.
And Marjorie. And then the boy
you guys know their first names. I wrote them down as Kidney Stone, Heart Mom, and Heart Baby, Mom with Cancer, plus Daughter.
That
okay.
I don't think people probably remember them as those names.
Probably. That's true. So, Marjorie, we first meet her in...
Cancer.
Which one was that? Yeah. Okay.
And her daughter was like, Mom, I'm going to get some Ovaltine. Ovaltine, I'll be right back.
Why did she yell to her mom like that?
Because
was her
know.
Mom deaf? Like,
no, her mom was not deaf.
She was just like,
that lady needs groceries at the most inconvenient time.
Mom, I'm going to get you some milk of my Lanta. I'll be right back.
But it was really sad to see that, like, she just wanted, you know, she wanted to remember her life as being, like, this grand, you know, she went to Japan, everything was green, whatever, you know, this whole backstory she gave, and she wanted to just go out.
She said she deserved
to remember her life.
And earned a better life. She earned a better ending than this.
Yes.
Powerful. I've earned a better... And, you know, and really, one of the things about Grey's that makes you think about your own mortality sometimes, because we're not going to live forever. We're not, you know, immortal. So they have these storylines of people that, you know, with DNRs or that don't want to be resuscitated if they have, you know, if they go under. It's just like, wow. Well, like, you really start to think about, if I was in that situation, what would I want? And I agree with Marjorie.
Well, the hole in the story is she keeps going to the grocery store to go pick up some stuff. She can sign the paper when her daughter's gone. That was the hole in the, like,
give me some hot wings.
She will never let me sign the paper. Just sign the paper right now. She's gone. Like,
somehow her daughter had been given power of attorney.
Oh, okay. I missed that plot line. Well,
but
there you
I
go.
I will say I really liked this casting of this mother and daughter. They were both believable as a mother and daughter and believable as people in a hospital.
Yeah.
Like, that mother was not fixed, or the daughter wasn't fixed up at all. That woman looked like somebody who wandered in whose mom is on death's door and she's just getting it done because that's what she has to do.
Right.
And haggard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Although, that was the word, though.
Haggard.
I feel like this is a very huge moral gray area, the way that it ended up.
Okay, well, let's touch on that.
Let's just go for it.
I thought Maggie was going to save her life with the CPR. I was like, do it, Maggie, mouth to mouth, get it done. Nope, she was letting her go. But
Maggie Kevorkianed her.
Big time.
Yeah.
Maggie was like, look, I think...
And she did it right in front of Meredith.
And Meredith's eyes were like, her mind was blown.
Meredith is trying to save this woman's life. Maggie gets in the... This was so creepy to me. This was like a silent murder to me for some reason. She's just sitting there all calmly, lying to Meredith. I got it, Gray.
I got it. This is my patient.
I know what she can handle. The whole time, stalling, waiting for her to die.
That is like a...
Whether it was nice or not, it creeped me out.
It was very creepy.
A lawsuit waiting to happen. Right. They've got the gurney falling off last week. They got just people just killing people in the hospital. Like,
I know.
Do your job. You're a doctor. I'm with the daughter on that one. Like, you got to do your job to the fullest. Period. Even if she wants to go or not. But I would have listened to my mom, you know, because you have to die at
Meredith,
some point in time.
Okay, so on principality, right. Maggie should have done more. Meredith, her view was right. Do all you can for the patient. But as Maggie said in the monologue with Meredith, the dialogue with Meredith, this was an agreement that I came to with my patient.
You're breaking all kind of laws with that line right there.
Right, they have a chronicle. But I don't know. I felt like it was... I knew she was not going to... I was like, does she have a tiny heart? Is it like...
Why is she going
like
this?
Is she massaging? Is that like a new way of like doing TPR? I didn't know about.
She was slowly letting her die.
Right. She was like,
that
this
was
is
creepy.
My patient.
But then she whispered in like, it's okay.
It's okay, you can go.
She was,
it's
the whole time she was like, I got you. I got you.
It was very sexual.
It was
very sexual.
But it was a weird moment.
I thought it was serial killer-y.
It was very Dexter.
A serial killer whenever they're getting rid of their... Either person like, oh, it's okay. I got you. You're gonna be fine.
I'm loving my voice and the mic.
So creepy. Yeah, that's just... Sorry. I don't get Maggie. I don't get her yet.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. I feel like we always talk about there's arcs, and this is just an ebb and flow of the show. Maggie is here to stay, and Maggie's
yes,
gonna be a
Maggie's
power.
Going
there's a bomb that's gonna drop.
Nowhere.
And she's needed. She's a refreshment. She's the ice cold beer that Grey's Anatomy needed.
Maybe Grey's Anatomy needed something refresh. I guess I wish it wasn't this character.
Well, and then she kept being the loud blabbermouth, you know, about Karev.
That was funny. That girl sucks at small talk.
Right. Yeah.
walks into your room, says the worst thing every time.
Every time. It was like, this episode was like her going up and down. Like, it started off as a good day with the run. Go find some friends. And I thought she was going to be friends with Joe. You know, they start, you know, they were going back and forth. Right. I think they will. But
well, she got her thunder.
She got, you're coming with the thunder. I like that. I like the thunder.
That's good. That's good. But what was weird is she says this. Here's my display of thunder. By the way, that was my display of thunder. So weird.
Yeah, it was a little off.
She's like, you should try it sometime. You're so pretty.
You're so But that's, that was a cute little scene. Right. They previewed that on Facebook earlier this week, and I got to watch that. And then they jump into Bailey being like, what's going on? Like,
okay.
I did love how they said, was that her thunder? No, she does not need to bring the thunder.
She is the thunder. But Bailey, you know, there's so many cast members. Because we saw all of them. We saw Avery.
For like 30 seconds.
Owen blinking at 9 miles an hour. And we also saw Kepner.
Mm-hmm.
We saw for a minute.
You're right, Jason. Everyone was in this episode, right. But some of them for 1 second.
Second, right. And again, then they had to. But they needed, like I said, this show needed to be Maggie-centric so we can wrap our head around her and then proceed. Because if you really look at the first episode, it was like, okay, well, we know her. We know she's Meredith's sister. So is she going to tell Meredith? Is this going to be this you know, cat and mouse thing they have? And also, Maggie's probably not bad with small talk. Everyone no one opens up to her, so she gets bits and pieces. Haven't she ever been caught, like, where your friend says something, oh, so, like, at work, so-and-so is hooking up with so-and-so. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, and then so you go up to so-and-so. Oh, so how are things with you and what's-his-face? How do you know about that? You know what I mean? Yes, like,
that's an honest mistake. Right. But when it comes down to it, I just feel like everyone is just shutting her out. They're not being really open and friendly. You know, besides her being a blabbermouth, she's definitely being a person that, like, no one's being open to her. You said that earlier, when new people are at work, you just kind of are extra nice to them. That's the kind of personality right. I am. I like to be nice to people on their first day
right. and make them feel welcome. Exactly.
They're just being all kinds of right. rude, and I kind of like it because it's fun to watch. But besides
those people,
that,
they're being super mean, and it might be because they've seen so many different cardiothoracic heads of surgery in and out. I mean, in the series, what have we seen? 20?
It's like we had Erica Hahn. So
they're not taking it seriously.
Exactly. That girl that used to date the guy in Afghanistan, and then she had a husband that died.
Teddy?
Yes. Oh. Remember that one guy that I liked, but he was hardly even in it, that was Christina's boss for a tiny bit. Tons of people have filled this role.
Yeah.
Burke.
Well, the thing about Maggie, though, I will say, to speak to the effect of her being inconsistent, though, is that her personalities, apparently she's OCD, but her personalities go from hot and cold very quickly, and when she's very direct, she's extremely direct and very to the point. And I wonder, after buzzers, are all doctors that way, like, just very, like, mad and angry instantly?
Well, I think they just got a lot of hours of being in the hospital. They got a lot going on. It's like moving on. So I think they're just pretty direct.
I still don't know how much money they make. Yeah.
It's just the end of their shift, and they have a long shift.
Long shift. What do you guys think? Go to iTunes. Tell us about how you feel about The Grey's Anatomy After Show. Rate it. Comment. You know, we like to hear from you. Some of the comments we get are just full out. People have, like, their own theories on everything.
I know. It's really fun, especially on the YouTube comments. Right. You just scroll down and there's like a thread going forever.
Right.
So if you're not on YouTube or iTunes, definitely make sure you hit us up on Twitter and use that hashtag GraysABTV.
Boom,
loving
boom,
that.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, so what? There was really nothing going
on. Well, okay, I love how she was butchering Joe's name. Now, that was hilarious. Though she was like being like the black sheep, she was also treating Joe that way this episode. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cute that she did a little role reversal on one person. She
and Joe was not having it.
Yeah, Joe was not having it.
Joe's ego is out of control, and I love it. And Joe was just like, you may kick me out. I'm being insubordinate. Whatever. You need this, you need that. And can we talk about Bailey for just a second?
Okay, let's go.
They just, like,
to
throw her in there, and she pops. Just, you know, wig. Bailey's there. What? Yeah. 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 What she said. Yeah.
She does Bailey. She does come in all crazy.
Get down with the good down. You know what I'm saying? And then she disappears.
She's real urban.
She's like, urban. She's like, I got a new wig this season. I don't give a damn.
I hate that they took away her genome project.
Well, that's
fine. I don't even remember it happening. When did that happen?
When she was OCD and she was going through it, and she remember she was mapping.
But when did they vote to take it away?
Look, here's the thing. With all that,
it was financial cuts, and she did it. Okay, I'm remembering this now. But she still snuck back in and used it.
Right.
Love
she
that.
Still had keys.
Where's the repercussions? Do you think now that they'll keep it open? After they just solved this giant thing?
Owen was like, yeah, I mean, this is like, yeah, blinking at miles an hour.
hour. Yeah.
I think we should let it go.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay.
And well. I was like, no, Owen, don't let it go. We've been dying to know what was going on with these kids.
But I love that in that moment when, Maggie was going to go check on Marjorie or whatever she was doing, and Avery and them stopped her in the hallway. And she was like, I just want to be... I love that she was blunt and forward and said it would be stupid to let the genome mapping go away.
Yeah.
And I agree with her. I mean, and it was just... it was great that she could step up to the chief and Avery, who's on the board. Ooh.
He can
that's
go.
That's true. That's an outsider's perspective. That's like somebody saying, I'm going to get us all fax machines. No.
Yeah,
no.
Like,
get a Google account.
Yeah, you're going backwards.
Get a Gmail.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that it's good that she recognized that, and none of the other doctors in the hospital were getting it.
Not at all.
I feel like they should stop with all this futuristic mapping of the genes or the brains or whatever.
Because
no one cares.
Different show.
Say that for like ID Discovery America. No one cares. Yeah. We want good music, drama, death, and sex on Grey's. That's all we want. And Amelia Shepherd was not annoying, and her wig was like, I guess they said,
she was a little annoying. This is my impression of her tonight.
Yeah, she was kind of doing the lean.
I've never had heart stopping sex. I mean, I did do free bass and have sex once.
I'm that kind of girl.
Yeah. Heroin's good when you're doing it doggy style, but I never,
never fit in my family.
As I said earlier, honestly, I think she's like the queen of one-liners. I think she's really great at those. She makes her entrance, her wig leaves, and it's like,
ooh. Yeah.
Shauna was like, never there. I mean, what is the point of her being on this show?
Shauna was like, listen, you're on that flop show, Private Practice. We're sorry.
We'll help you out. She needs some money.
You know, listen, I'm all about charity. So,
I have a lot of crossover fans, but I hated Private Practice.
Yeah, me too. with you on that one. But what is the point of her? What is her storyline? What is the point? I mean, thing she has that's holding her in this storyline is the fact that she knows the truth. She's like one of the people that knows the truth about Weber being the father.
And that's
she's gonna hold that
right.
over.
I don't think she'll hold it over. I think that they're married.
Hold it over her is the wrong word I'm using. I'm sorry. She's like kind of pushing her in a way like you might want to get to know Meredith.
Right. She's hard to get to know, but she's worth it when
knowing.
You do.
Yeah.
And then what was his epiphany? His what I know for sure Oprah moment. You don't want to open up that can of bags, but if you do, it'll be like the best thing that's ever happened. Like something like that, right?
So that was dumb, but the chief also had one of the best Grey's lines ever.
What?
He said, what did he say? Did anybody write it down? It's more than you expected.
Meredith may be more than you bargained for, but sometimes the best things come when you bargain for something. Tweet us what he said.
Rewind the episode. I'm not
sure. Tweet us what he said.
The best things in life are more than you bargain for.
And I agree with that. I agree with that.
I loved that. That's huge.
Yeah. When I was a garbage man, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this as a career. And I never thought I would actually enjoy being a garbage man.
Okay. That was ridiculous.
Is that real?
Yeah. I was a garbage man for like 2 days. It was awesome.
It was the best 2 days ever.
I don't think that goes at all. You just took away all the significance of the quote.
No. But what he's saying is that because I never, first of all, I was never a garbage man. But I love Garbage Man. You guys are super hot and sexy. The ones in my neighborhood are. But I agree, though.
Sorry about your neighborhood.
Sorry if you live in Sherwood
Oaks. I thought you really were garbage.
We hate her. But that was definitely a...
what is going on?
That's definitely an awesome quote, though. I wonder who wrote that.
It was, and it reminded me of a lot of amazing things in my life. And then Jason said he was Garbage Man, and I was like, when?
When? She's like, Jay, I know all these things about you, but not that.
At what point? So, yes, the chief... the thing that was funny about this is whenever Maggie comes in and says, is everyone in this hospital related?
That's cute.
Everyone in this room related?
It's true.
And Amelia looks...
Yeah, she made her exit real quick.
When did Amelia and the chief become BFF? Once they started hanging out together.
Hello, they're
NA, whatever.
Yeah, they talk about their drinks of choice and stuff sometimes.
Like, let's just sit over here in the corner all sober.
Let's be the outcast. He goes like this. Amelia, when's your birthday? I'll be 29 in September.
Stop.
Well, my birthday is in February. As someone older can offer you some advice. It's one thing to be drunk at a party, but it's quite another to be drunk at work.
Okay, Clueless reference if you guys don't know. Clueless. And he uses that reference almost every week.
I know. See the
week.
Kids in the grassy knoll over there?
Okay, we're over it. So, moving on. I love the fact that this girl met a guy at the gym.
Right.
Went home with him. had sex with him and had a stroke. Could you imagine worst first date or first hookup ever?
Yeah, that's about as bad as you can get.
That would definitely be a chub killer for sure.
Let's be honest. I went on a running hike through the woods with this guy, and I got bit up by mosquitoes. 10 minutes in, we're in the trail. My face is blown up. Could you imagine that? Needless to say, we are not together anymore, but it was so embarrassing. Could you imagine going back to the gym and seeing this guy?
And,
and he's trying to figure out after she comes out of the stroke, how do I best play this?
I love that.
How do I?
So LA.
Should I be
here? Should I be there for her?
They're in Seattle. Where is his sweater?
Right.
He's in a tank top.
And he's at the gym.
And tell me why was he tan in Seattle?
Oh, he was a gym guy.
He was like, yeah, I just got tan outside. Well, not really.
No, he went to a tanning bed, then he went to the gym.
Yeah, and then I met her on the stair stepper, and her butt was just so hot, so I was like, hey.
It was such a minor part that was this time.
Minor. She probably was just
everybody had, this was the least amount of lines the cast has had.
Because it was a Maggie show.
It was a Maggie show. And then this is going to be the only one Maggie. Maybe there'll be one more later, but I think
that's
it for Maggie.
There has to be a culmination,
we had to learn about her.
They're force feeding her to us.
Of course.
Well, and I'm eating every bite.
I'm glad. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. I think I just love the other characters so much. I wanted to see more of them. And I feel like she stole the whole episode.
Well, but there's 20. Jill's, there's 22 more episodes.
There's 22 characters.
Well, then they'll get their own episode. Maybe they'll get the Christmas special. The winter finale.
Julie is really. I wonder what our fans are going to say about this, because you were really against Maggie.
I'm not against Maggie. I'm against somebody brand new coming in and hijacking the entire show.
I loved how Meredith blatantly told on Maggie this.
Chief, I just wanted to let you know that she just literally killed a patient.
She slow coded.
Love that one.
These terms.
I wrote that down.
She slow coded a patient.
Maggie's she has been questioning me since the beginning.
Put it out there.
I don't know if she's intimidated by me, if it's my hair, if she don't like me or something. She thinks I'm trying to sleep with her man. I am not trying to sleep with her man. But she's it was just so stupid.
It's like a work relationship that just really sucks. I mean, I think everyone has been in that position where there's someone at work that just doesn't like you and they're making your life miserable.
My boss, my current boss.
Hello.
Don't say that.
We hate her.
Okay. We do. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, and it was just I didn't see Meredith in that light because
Meredith has been in that light since the finale.
I know that light's not very good.
Meredith is miserable right now.
She needs to get some.
Stank face.
She has a resting bitch face all day.
It's really pretty though. She's really the prettiest
I don't think she has a pretty stank face. She's got a very intense frown right here.
Yeah,
it's still beautiful.
That just she's gorgeous. It just grows a centimeter every gray season.
Oh.
Wow. Botox.
Botox. Maybe. I know. I was like, rude.
You know what? I love it, though. It's okay. Age gracefully.
Yeah.
Oh, you love Botox?
No, I love aging gracefully.
Okay, I'm down for the both.
Me too.
I mean, I haven't had it yet.
But
black
don't crack, so we're good for another. Good. We're good for another 100 years.
Oh, good.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Sorry, Jules.
Sorry about you.
Yeah.
So what were we talking about?
We're talking about Meredith and Maggie. Just that whole exchange, and then we have Owen, who's like, "Chief, are we done?" He's like, "Yeah." Blinking 9 miles an hour again for now. I'm like, okay, great. Is that going to be another conversation to be had?
Well, she was just having a really horrible day. And when she thought she was, she thought she was in trouble about slow coding the patient. And he came over and gave her a great compliment about the genome. And then it comes back with Meredith bringing her down again. She just was having that roller coaster of a day. And it was kind of fun watching because it, gave a lot of ups and downs for the episode. But I don't know. Her day sucked.
It did.
She did save several people.
Actually,
she saved the mom. She saved the heart mom
Rita.
And the heart baby.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that
those
patient.
Huge patients. Neither of them looked like they were going to make it.
Kidney stone boy. Yeah, she saved everyone except for
the one she killed. She saved all of them that she
except
wanted
to. Except for the victim, her murder victim.
I did like that heart mom story, though. That seemed good. I liked how they pulled together and Arizona operated and she operated and they saved them both.
I don't know. That was a patient story that probably could have been dropped. I see where they were going with it. The mom shouldn't have had another child because she could die at childbirth. Right. And it was kind of on the brink. But I just don't think they brought it Well, the music wasn't there right. to make it a really good storyline. Like, I wasn't really loving it, but it could have been a story I love.
I see what you're saying, Star. In theory and on paper, that story crushed it.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
it was missing something.
Well, we found out that her daughter, the daughter died. The husband.
They had a daughter
and
that
she
died.
Fell.
That's
and,
what we're saying, Jason. Yeah. Like, just having been through the journey of motherhood, it's so intense and beautiful, and they could have done more. I don't know what was missing, but it
there's
fell
only
flat.
42 minutes to.
They should have dropped a story or should drop. Or save this one for the next episode.
And that's what I'm saying about mm-hmm. patient stories. I feel like sometimes they take away from a great... The shell... The patient stories are just like the stuffing for the turkey. But sometimes you don't need it, you know?
That's true.
And also, I will say that I did love when Maggie and Meredith were telling the daughter the mom died and how Maggie... Meredith was very generous in the fact of, you know, we did all we could. No. Like, really helped her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maggie honestly couldn't say the words, right. I did all I could.
Right.
And... Even though she told Meredith, like, I'm going to tell her I did all I could. And then the moment she went to go tell her, she, like, kind of got choked up. And I think because when someone's, like, peering in on you and you know you're kind of lying. Is she lying or is she not lying?
I don't think
when someone's peering in on you, you just kind
of
feel like...
I didn't get... Of course, Jules. I didn't get the fact that she was fibbing. I thought...
She was a fibber.
Jason Appleseed over here. She is telling a fib.
Listen, I have a very me and Mariah Carey have the most expansive vocabularies ever.
But I saw
that Maggie took that as an opportunity to reveal to Meredith because they had that was a bonding moment. Even though lying or not lying, that was still a moment that they shared where Meredith was there for her.
But do you think that Meredith believes that she did all, even though they had that patient bond and they had this, you know?
She didn't think she did everything she could, but I think that Meredith realizes that as a doctor, she might have done the same thing.
Right, because that's what Maggie said.
Yeah, and she saw that Maggie couldn't spit it out, and she wanted the best for the daughter. So I think Meredith just stood it. I don't think she connected with Maggie in that way. But this girl, Maggie, will take what she can get in terms of friendship.
Maggie is...
Anybody gives her a little bit, she's like, okay.
She's desperate.
But this is the same... But I feel like the sister story... It's the same thing that happened with Lexi, where Lexi tells her they're in, you know, season four, Lexi's like someone from Premiere coming out the truck, coming out the ambulance, and she's like, I'm your sister, Grey's Anatomy. Or where Lexi says, you know, I've wanted to know you my whole life, and you know, you're a disappointment because you may hate me, but you're making this really hard. You're like disappointing me as my big sister because you're not liking me. So I wanted this whole Maggie Meredith thing to be a little bit different. More, I guess, mature, because Meredith should be open to Maggie.
No, Meredith already lost a sister that came up out of the woodworks years later.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like...
And died in the woods, too, in the woodworks.
It's like, you know, as I said earlier, she doesn't have the time, the capacity, the strength...
That's a good word.
To deal with
Star and Mariah Carey have the biggest book.
Whatever.
Star came up with
Boom. Spell it.
Fibbing.
It's an operative word. Fibbing.
O-M-G.
I'm sorry.
You said tattling last week, stupid.
Did I?
Yes.
Called out.
I know. But who knows? Maybe there's no more to say about the Maggie and Meredith thing is that it's going to be McGare.
We don't like that.
I don't know. How
would we put them together?
Match
Maggie
up.
And their names start with the same letter.
Magadith.
Magadith.
Hey, hashtag Magadith. Ew, sounds like Megadeth.
That's why it's funny.
Magadith.
Okay, what's the other way around? I like Magadith better.
Magadith. Merrimag.
I think they're going to be the bestest friends.
Merrimag.
So do we want to talk about that moment at the end?
Yes, of course we do.
Ugh. One moment.
How she finally decides, we had a little connection. I feel like it was good of Maggie to get it out now, because let's say she got it out a few weeks from now. It's really strange that she knew the whole time and didn't mention it. But she goes up to Meredith, tells her blatantly, I'm your sister. And I did not expect this reaction from Meredith.
I'm still kind of backing up, because before she walked outside, what did Joe say? Wasn't Joe saying something on the fact that, like, I'm gonna try hard. I'm gonna give you a, get, I think there was a little bit of, okay.
She said, I decided I needed a second chance, and I'm giving it. I'm making you give it to me. I think she was doing that.
And I think that was a little bit of foreshadowing.
Good right. Like, star.
You know what? Let me run outside and just tell her.
Right.
I think that, like, that moment there is what allowed this to happen. Why she just blurted it out. Because she just did blurt it out. I don't like that she blurted it out. I think it was wrong
timing.
Yeah,
Meredith was trying to leave. Who knows where she was trying
but there's
to
no,
go.
But here's the thing. Maggie is trying to talk to her repeatedly, and every time they talk, it's been an altercation. There's no
right time with Meredith.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And also...
She's not available. The capacity.
Right. And the thing... But Meredith...
Senator, we know you okay. know that word.
I like how Meredith was like, what are you after? Like, what do you want? Like, she's a fraud. Like, well, why are you here? Like, what's your ulterior motive? You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if my mom was pregnant, we're 5 years apart, I would have known. And then so Maggie's face is like, questioning. Okay, well,
man, poor Maggie, that was brutal.
And then, but Maggie's like, I have great parents. I love my parents. They're perfect. Really, bitch, you're telling this, you're telling Meredith, whose parents were like tragedies, that you had the best, because Lexi had the best parents. Quoting Lexi, for every birthday, every dance, he was there. You know, so I can see how Meredith is like, choose your words, homie.
Choose your words.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, you know?
What are you trying to get at?
I'm trying to get at that.
No, no, I'm saying that's what Meredith.
No, I'm going, this show is over. Yeah, but no, seriously, like, what are you after?
That was so mean. Meredith is icy right now. She's scary.
She is very Arctic.
I needed to see her.
She's frozen.
Let it go. Because Meredith is mean.
Yeah, she's a little rude. I mean, that's the number one word I can say about Meredith. She's rude.
I think she's
just festering in her own anger and angst and is just spewing out at others.
Festering the juices.
You think she's going to call her person soon on the show?
Well, it'll be too soon. I feel like Alex is her person currently. Because
the preview.
You think she's going to call Maggie person?
No. Sandra Oh, it's too soon.
You don't think she's going to call her? Like,
No, I don't think she's coming back.
No, I know, but fake call her. Fake call her, even though she's not on the other line. Oh. Like, I need you.
She's gone.
Sorry. Okay.
Shauna, once the gates of the Magic Shauna Line Kingdom have closed behind you.
Oh, although at least she didn't kill her off.
I know.
She got off.
I know. Yeah, but okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, I rate this a 7.5.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, climatic. I didn't see, like, much blood, which is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And the story picked up more towards the end. It was a dragger at the beginning.
I have a hard time being such a hater, but I love the other characters, and I was robbed of them tonight. So it doesn't get a very good grade.
Okay. That's fair.
It doesn't get a good grade. I liked the patient stories, but then again, I don't know. The writers just invested so much in this Maggie.
They had to.
And it showed how much she can do. And
right.
How she's
they
like,
had to
I
do that.
I mean, she solves puzzles.
She's a pillar now.
She's good at it. I get it.
And her monologue was... The ending monologue was fantastic about sometimes you wish you never tried to put the puzzle together.
Yeah.
You know, good stuff. Whoever writes that is on point. Whatever depressed teen angst writer she has in that room writing that stuff is awesome because it's the truth. Sometimes the Pandora's box you are so dying to open ends up being the worst thing you ever did. Somebody needs to leave it alone. But in this situation, she can't leave it alone.
No, she already flew across the country, got a job there. She can't leave
it
alone.
Yeah, and Wiggy knows. So, yeah. I mean, Wiggy might have a bender to tell everybody.
Oh, my God. So, wait, well, can I have a blonde moment? What was that word that she said, like, 13 down?
Cannibal?
Copperstone?
Cornable. Cornhole.
Okay, anyways, I want to look that up, because I don't even know what that word was.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Cornable. It's cornable.
Cornable.
I love the seeing telegram. Her parents are adorable. I do connect with her on that level.
That's annoying.
I think it's cute. I very much have parents exactly like that.
Fine.
My parents are so divorced, they would never see me anything like that.
Well, we have some pretty fantastic
Let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I'm pretty sure that all of you guys at home probably already know this.
Grey's has been renewed for season 14.
Ellen Pompeo has a new baby girl.
Via surrogate.
Sienna.
Oh.
And she's adorable.
Why does she have it via surrogate?
She didn't want to get
knows.
Fat.
She wanted to keep it tight.
I'm just kidding. Could never get fat. You see how thin she is?
I mean, look, I've never given birth, but it looks like a lot of work.
But did anyone know in the media that this was going on?
Probably
that's
not.
Like, that's Surprise. What it was. It was very private. And congratulations to her. That's wonderful.
I bet the surrogate made bank.
Yeah.
I've looked it up before, considering if I would A, hire someone, or B, do it. The answer to no is both.
Good.
Too expensive and not
it's
enough.
It's like 20 grand for like to if you got twins.
Well, yeah, I think it's 45.
No, yeah, it's way higher.
45 grand. I decided I would do it for 2 million.
Oh, no, I would do it for 1 million as well. I will carry children to term.
You wish.
In my fallopian tubes. Well, that's congratulations to Ellen Pompeo. That's amazing.
Adorable. Just,
yeah, that's really cool. The baby's name is Sienna.
Sienna.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay.
Should we do predictions?
Sure. Now, time for AfterBuzz predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Starga.
Wait. Okay. I predict that, okay, this next episode is going to have, Julie, go.
Ah, whoa, you guys, you're just throwing it. Okay, I do have some, though. I have to recant mine from last week.
Recant.
I don't think Maggie's going to die.
Evil.
We've just, like, put too much into that. I really thought she was last week.
Why would
she die? I think that they are going to use a surrogate, Calzona.
Okay.
And I know it's a snooze fest. See, that's the thing. There's not a ton of predictions to go on right now.
Well,
oh, I do have another one. This thing with Derek not taking the job. Ooh, that's just getting worse and worse.
Because there's
worse
some vitriol
marriage.
In his voice when he was talking to Maggie about that. Like,
we have two children,
and
right
we're tenable. And I
and
was like,
here's a prediction I want to know. Just because something's going to happen, it's going to weigh one way or the other. Who do we think is going to get on the seat on the board? Karev or Bailey? You have to guess.
I think Bailey's going to do something underhandedly.
I think Bailey's going to get it.
Yeah, because I want Karev to get it, but he's not. He's just
busy up the back of his backside.
It'll be perfect for him to just like see him struggle because he does that really well when he's like mad and upset.
Plus,
and
Bailey
I like seeing
due.
That.
She's due to get her respect.
That's true.
I mean, they finally gave her a new wig, so I mean, it's time.
That
she's
does
paid
not
her
make
dues.
Up for the genome project.
I have a prediction now. Finally, I have gotten my bearings. Thanks a lot. with that said, I just think that this next episode, I think Weber is going to come clean pretty soon about.
Right.
Being the dad. And I think Meredith is going to put the puzzle together. And it's going to be another puzzle episode.
Teacher, hold on.
Okay.
I have a prediction that Chief Weber, you are not the father of Maggie. that Ellis was into chocolate and had other brothers on the other side of Seattle. And in Boston, she was dipping, chucking, and jiving.
I think Meredith is going to remember. She's going to remember that her mom was pregnant, and Meredith is going to be the one that tells Chief.
And Thatcher comes back.
Perfect.
Boom.
There we go.
That's a Buzz TV.
There you guys have another episode of Grey's Anatomy After Show. Until next time, I am Jason J. Carter. Find me on Twitter at the Say What Web Show and also at JDC Forever.
You can find me on all the social medias at Julie Partin, JULIEPARTIN.
And I'm all over social media as well as STARRSESSION, Star Session.
Boom, 2 R's, you guys. Thank you so much. We will see. Oh, I will not be here next week.
He'll be gone.
Jason.
I know.
Jason's leaving us for a while for fantastic hosting opportunity.
Thank you guys.
States.
But I'm going to call in and I will be on Twitter and I'll be on YouTube.
Great.
So don't worry, I will not be disconnected. Bye guys, see you next week.
See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.